Montana citizens and environmental advocates have sued the state for withholding documents that have, for decades, been considered public information. The division that provides bill drafting and other support to the Montana legislature has announced a new policy that requires a legislator's approval before releasing documents to the public. That includes all the correspondence and communication that goes into drafting a bill, including lawmakers conferring with lobbyists and other legislators. Upper Seven Law's Riley Summers Flanagan says Montana's Constitution protects residents' right to know about and participate in the legislative process.
The right to know is meant to protect our ability to examine the documents of any public agency. This includes all executive branch agencies. It includes all aspects of the legislature. Anything that relates to their official business belongs to the people of Montana.
A Helena judge over the summer ruled that correspondence used to draft bills, so-called junk files, are not public record, reversing a 25-year-old policy. Summers Flanagan argues the move undermines transparency, which she says has been the backbone of Montana's lawmaking process, and calls into question interactions between lawmakers and lobbyists, who often work together to create a bill.
We could literally be deprived of an opportunity to see bribery happening in writing. I doubt that our legislators are engaged in bribery, but what this does is it protects them fully from any sort of disclosure around what they might be exchanging.
The rule was implemented when a district court ruled in favor of a state senator who argued that junk files related to a gerrymandering law should not be made public. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.